Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Looky, looky, here comes Cookie. Good morning, everyone. A beautiful, beautiful day in the greater St. Louis area proper.
Is Tim here?
Tim is not. You know who's here? That was Doug Vaughn. Iggy is here. Plowsock is here. And Sea Monster's behind the glass. He won't be speaking to us today anyway. Maybe once or twice we'll sneak him in there. But Jay Randolph Jr. is here.
How are you?
Hello, Jay.
Good to see you. It's been a long time since I've been with the both of you. From time to time, I get to hang on my favorite radio show. Cat's usually away with his rights holder situation, or Doug is in the Hamptons, and one of you is not here. So I'm thrilled to have both of you here today.
Well, that is a treat.
I miss you when you're not around.
I understand. I miss you.
Your Musk.
He's got a victim of tour like Musk.
Vic Mature. How are you boys doing?
Great.
Fine. We were out at Normandy on Tuesday, but didn't see you.
I understand. I usually work till about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I have some Candy Crush I have to deal with.
Candy Crush?
Yes.
Urgent business.
It was.
You play that on Facebook?
I do. Or on my phone,
like
either way.
Like hours you play it?
I would say hours is a fair assessment.
Every day.
Pretty much.
What are you, really? what are you cross-examining the witness here?
Well, yeah. Kind of. I'd just like to know why you would be so hooked into that.
Well, I see a future in it for myself. I haven't gone to Candy Crush Tour School yet. I'm thinking about it in the fall, maybe turning pro.
In the fall would make sense.
That's when the Q School is for Candy Crush.
Is it?
Yes.
And what do you get if you do real well at Candy Crush?
A handshake or a pat on the back from one of your fellow friends that plays Candy Crush.
Huh. I did see where they're doing a Candy Crush game show.
TV show. Of course, somebody, of course, tagged me on that post on the fan page. I was surprised it wasn't about feet.
Maybe you could host it.
Who is hosting it? Somebody odd, Iggy. Was it Alfonso Ribeiro? No, not Victor. Good play with Vic Tayback, though.
Who was Trebek?
Oh, Mario Lopez.
Oh, he gets everything.
Doesn't he do enough?
It's unbelievable. He's trying to be like
Seacrest,
but he can't quite. He's the Spanish Seacrest.
Harvey was busy.
Oh, shout at Steve Harvey.
Well, he's doing everything else.
You have issue with Steve Harvey?
No, I just think he's out there too much. He's doing everything.
I think he's hilarious.
Shows,
I actually am a big fan.
Hosting
though.
Things.
He's a good comedian. I think he's kind of got done too much.
He's good on the. On the Family Feud.
It's awful. Funny. Every question now is just based on, you know, there's going to be a sexual comment, and they all laugh.
And you don't like that?
No, because it's fake.
Oh.
It's staged.
But he doesn't write it. He doesn't produce it. I think his role in that's pretty good. He's pretty funny, pretty glib.
Glib.
He is pretty funny, but the show, the show has gone kind of vile.
I mean, let's be honest. Dawson owned it.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's just
gosh,
no question about it.
I mean, sure. Oh, gosh.
I always had a problem with the kiss because it wasn't even... I know it was a thing, but it was sort of mwah.
Yeah.
Mwah. It was like a show business
kiss. Right. It wasn't like a real passionate kiss. Like if I was hosting the program, what would happen?
You would give the women a passionate kiss.
Absolutely.
Like they're a toast girl, right?
Right. Why would you... Why? If you're going to kiss somebody, you might as well get down.
Wouldn't that kind of be odd?
Tim,
the host were to give a passionate kiss to every woman on the show.
Tim was saying that when his foursome, including Doug... was playing at your joint.
Yes.
There was making out and passionate kisses.
I could see that.
I'm not saying you were involved, but that's what Tim said.
No, I was not.
Well, it was great to have you guys out there. The folks love seeing Tim and Doug come out to the Normandy.
Jug.
PGA Pro Dan sent me a little picture on Twitter with snake tracks going through a sand trap. I hope that wasn't at Normandy.
Well, as you well know, we have what is commonly referred to as bunker issue.
Yeah, no snake could get through there.
It is one of the only drawbacks about the golf course. It would cost us $5,000 a bunker. The problem
each
is
one?
Yeah, the problem is the drainage because nothing has been done so long. It's almost hadn't been done since 1901 when the joint opened. The problem is the water builds up. It wouldn't matter. People say, well, why don't you put sand in? Well, the more sand you put in, once that water builds up, there's nowhere for the sand to go other than down, and it just sinks down. And as Iggy said earlier to me, he said it just gets hard. And I understand that. I tell most people, either rake it and place it in the bunker, or don't play out of it. It's the one. It's the only drawback. I wish I could. I wish I had a magic wand.
Yeah. This seems like a situation, Doug.
Fundraiser.
Barn raiser. Is that what they call it? A barn? Like, yeah, what? Sure. You get some plastic pipe. I'll get some rakes. We'll put a little elbow grease. Problem solved. We'll go bunker, 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 and we'll just knock it out.
Can you just cover the bunkers in sand?
I will tell you. I'll tell you one of the things.
No,
grass bunkers. We've done that with about, I think now we're out, at 23 bunkers on the golf course. We were at 26. We've done it to about three of them. And I think we probably need to do it to five or six more, and then maybe we get in a situation where we can do something with the bunkers and make them a little more playable. Mm-hmm.
You just tell us what you told Jimmy Brower one time. Just, why don't you go get your money back?
Yeah. He was complaining about the golf course. Of course, he didn't pay, and I said, just go in and ask the folks for your money back.
No, I like the course. We had a good time.
It's an old school layout, and I'm glad you played it. And
but there are no snakes there?
I have yet to see a snake.
Okay,
there are some big turtles. And ugly-looking turtles.
Snapping turtles?
I couldn't tell whether it was a snapper or not. It just... I've been on the golf course two or three times where there are, I mean, real big turtles. Like, I don't like...
Like enormous tortoises.
Yes, and I don't... I know they're not going to hurt me.
Some of them are very aggressive.
But I don't need to be around that kind of thing. I just... I kind of move
kind of creeps
away.
You out.
I don't need to be involved with big tortoises.
We did see something that we've never seen before.
What was that?
A motor-propelled ball retriever from the lake.
A motor-propelled ball
it
retriever.
It just goes out on a string.
And it finds the ball.
Picks up balls in the water and comes back.
This is not news to you. You
didn't
run
see
the
that?
Joint.
You didn't know that? People are taking balls out of your lake.
A motor-controlled
ball retriever. There was a guy in a little tractor on either side of the pond with a wire in the middle, and this thing ran up and down the wire going through the pond picking up golf balls.
Was he looking like he might have been part of the staff or like he was supposed to be?
It looked like an official setup.
Okay, I didn't want, like Plowsy out there taking
But you would know about this if you have this sort of apparatus.
I don't think it's our apparatus. I believe, in fact, that morning there was a gentleman there, and the reason I remember is because he had a dog with him. And
yeah, there was a dog there.
Yeah, I do not like dogs in the pro shop. Dogs are not needed to be in a pro shop.
How about the turtles?
They could wee.
No turtles. No turtles.
They could wee or something.
They could do a lot of things. They could shed. They just don't need to be in a... Not that we've got the nicest pro shop in America,
but... You got great hats.
We do have great hats.
Best hats in the business.
So awesome to see you. We're getting new hats next week, and you will be getting one.
Thank you.
Yes.
What is the nicest pro shop in the business?
In this town?
Yeah. I've been to the one at Belle Reve.
Norwood's is very good because they have all those outings and they get people to give gift certificates, so they bring a lot of stuff. Old Warson's nice.
Forest Hills is a nice one.
Forest Hills. I mean, there are a lot of good ones. A lot of good ones.
But Normandy's is just fine for us.
Well, that's all we need.
That's all you need.
You got a couple of hats, some naked lady tees, and we're ready to go.
Balls if you need it. You got some hot dogs, some...
TJ's Pizza, thanks to you.
Yes, TJ's Pizza, Gatorade, that's all you need.
Yep.
I'm just happy to hear it's a snake-free course.
It is snake-free. You're fine when
you come
out.
Not turtles, though. And then some of those turtles are active on social media, and then they hook up, and all of a sudden there's a flash mob of turtles, which is becoming a problem.
It is a problem for our superintendent.
Golf courses around the St. Louis area. You know what? It is the 7 o'clock hour, Doug, and as you well know, it means it's the Design Air 7 o'clock hour. I'm having Design Air out to my house today. You know what they're going to do? They're going to check my zones. We have a situation where we are blessed enough to have zoned cooling and heating, whatever that means.
Right.
And but
that means
one
you
zone,
have one air conditioner for the lower floor and the other air conditioner for the upper floor.
That's too much for me to understand.
Too complicated.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just know that sometimes one zone is chilly.
Right.
And then the other zone is hot.
So you're trying to get all your zones regulated.
I want to get my zones regulated.
Yep.
That's sort of a technical term.
Yep.
So, hope, and you've had a good experience with Design Air.
They've been out to my cage. Yeah, they've been out to my cage. He was going to come up with a little way to make the upstairs cooler because I'm not blessed. You know, I don't live in the fringes of Ladue.
You got a shack.
I don't have two different air conditioners. I've got one.
How's your blacktop on your house? Is that still chopped up and not nice? You never fix that?
I don't have blacktop.
On your driveway?
Oh, cement. No, that's still a mess.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you take care of that?
Guy ruined that.
Why don't you take care of that?
I need to. I definitely need to.
All right. Design Air cannot help you with that. Well, let's talk a little Cardinals baseball. There was no spirit win issued last night because of the length of the
affair.
If I may, though.
Yes.
Because in spite of the loss, which, as you know, will cause sleepless nights for me, my family, and my extended family.
Of course.
Whatever that means.
Yep.
But having Bob Gibson, they're celebrating the 67 championship, so it was great to have those guys there. But Bob Gibson went in the booth with Danny Mac and Tim McCarver for, it seemed like, an inning and a half. What a great! Did you hear any of that? I mean, what a special thing that was for Cardinal fans.
I did not hear any of that. I was part of the interview with him during the afternoon hours, and he was really
the media
fantastic.
Scrum.
Yeah, he's really fantastic.
And did you do a one-on-one with him?
No, it was a group interview.
I heard it, and he does like Danny Mac. But when you get him and McCarver together, being they were teammates and roommates for such a period of time, you know it's always going to be good stuff. And I thought you did a good job too. Your interview with Bobby Tolan, I enjoyed. Yeah.
Was talked about on the fan page.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, because I said that people thought he was going to be a star.
Yep.
And so they were killing me for
they
that.
Were cat kissing up to him. And what's unbelievable is you had some people saying cat kissing up to him. And then you had other people going, cat. You know what? No, here's what it was. It was another member of the media who had, I shouldn't say that, another member of radio that chimed in about you being a kiss ass, said that Bobby Tolan was not really a good player, blah, 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 which is fine to have that opinion. Somebody copied that post, put it on Doug's fan page. On the fan page that you were a part of for about 3 hours.
You built this house. You built this house, sir.
And I mean, all of a sudden, here come the cat lemmings, and they're saying he's a rights holder. He was just trying to do his job.
Actually, before I do these interviews, I spend a little time, and I actually talked to the other guys and everything. And
he was supposed to be a stud.
And they said everyone knew. One of the other named guys said everyone knew this guy was going to be a star. So I threw that out there.
Klaibs always used to tell me that Bobby Tolan was going to be.
Well, he was somewhat of a star on that 67.
Sure.
So. No, I thought it was a good interview.
When he played here, he ran into an outfield of Brock Flood and
Harris. Right, that was really and that was really the point. Is
then
that
he went to Cincinnati when they had their great teams there too. Had he played somewhere else where he'd gotten an extended chance, he would have had much better numbers than he did.
And he had a story that Bing Devine said it was one of the worst trades and wanted him back or whatever. I thought it was but I mean, let's face it, it was. I was hardly trying to win a Pulitzer Prize with.
No, that comes after the game with the post game interviews.
Just a good feel. There was no post game interview last night.
Too
on
late.
The field because no, there was no. We don't interview the other team anymore.
No more.
Because you know, you think about it. After a bad loss, do you really want to hear from some random on the Milwaukee Brewers?
That's happy that they won a game,
right? Yeah. So it's always a question of sponsorship, right? With everything and dollars and cents. So. Even the sponsor was like, "Yeah, just put it on a Cardinal interview. We don't need to hear from the backup catcher from the Pirates."
Was Gibson your guy? I mean, because that was kind of almost in your wheelhouse growing
up. Well, he was everybody's guy. Yep. He was the greatest pitcher of his era there.
Yep.
Right after Koufax, you know, retired, then it was Gibson, who was just every bit as good.
The dominator.
And then Kip Wells. And then
Kip Wells was not in the discussion.
Mark Fidrich, no.
Fidrich was a little bit later, and, you know, just a quick flash in the pan.
Yes.
I like hearing McCarver say how, because Gibson had the reputation of being scary, intimidating, perhaps difficult at times, and McCarver shoots it all down. And what I've seen of Bob Gibson, obviously I wasn't around when he played, he's always been nice and cordial. And I tell this story just because I think it is a slice of Bob Gibson. But my kid, Tyler, who's now 8, is a big wise guy. I don't know where he gets it.
That's good.
Mailman must be a wise guy. So, but he goes online and he loves to look up stats and everything. So his favorite Cardinal is Stan and Bob. Those are his favorite because he's read about them and obviously they're the best. You look at the numbers, right? There's really no comparison. Mm-hmm. So I was just telling Bob Gibson one day that you're my son's favorite pitcher because he's 8. I still find it amazing. I don't know how to use the internet. Like we can't even Google.
I don't have a computer yet.
No.
Yeah.
It's probably
so
best.
He looks this stuff up, and Bob said, "Got a ball?" And I said, "Excuse me? Like, I didn't know." And honestly,
he wants to sign it for the young man.
Yeah, he said, "I'll sign a ball for your son." I go, "Please." I wasn't I wasn't saying that right. so you'd sign it. And he goes, I know. If you were asking, you wouldn't get a ball.
Yeah, that's Gibson. Gibson.
He's something.
I went to a game once years ago when he was in his prime and just mowing everybody down and still Cy Young caliber pitcher. And he gave up, I think, 10 or 11 runs in the first inning.
Just
got destroyed. And the next day in the paper, they asked Red Cheney, why didn't you take him out? He said, I didn't have anybody any better.
Yeah, good point.
I remember, I think it was 71 when he threw his no-hitter. And I was behind the bar at Charco House as a kid washing glasses for my dad. And he always had the Cardinal game on. And I've listened to the no-hitter on the transistor behind the bar with the last out.
Sure.
Yeah, I did too. I remember listening to it in a car. We were on vacation somewhere.
Hamptons?
No, would have been more like Kentucky Lake or something like that.
Silver Dollar City. But
yeah, someplace like that. And we were listening to it in the car, in the parking lot outside the hotel, the motel, I'm sure. And heard it that way, couldn't turn it off, listening to Jack Buck call the no-hitter.
Pretty cool to hear McCarver and Bob Gibson talk about Red. And he'd come out to the mound and he'd say, what do you guys want to do? Like, it just behind-the-scenes stuff like that. He let them play is mm-hmm. basically...
I think the game was more like that.
Yep.
I think back then, the catchers called the pitches and the pitcher went until he was just absolutely done instead of micromanaging every little last second of the game.
You threw the boys out and said, go play.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. McCarver tells a story, and yeah, I'm guess some of these are probably embellished a
little
bit.
How dare you?
But he said, I never went out to the mound because the one time I went out to the mound to say something, I got halfway there and Gibson said, go back. The only thing you know about pitching is you can't do it. Mm. And he said, I went right back behind the plate and never went out to the mound again. I don't know if that's true, but it's a good story.
Well, the Cardinals, in spite of having the little parade and the 67 clan, the Cardinals lost in extra innings. We'll transition to that. But first, a word about our friends at Gateway Buick GMC. Their service department is now proud to announce they are one of the only dealers in the area qualified to say they are a certified elite service department. What that means for you is comfort, ease, and quality care for your vehicle and the care it deserves. With over 37 service bays, they get you in and out and on the road. Gateway Buick GMC offers a shuttle service and online appointments going on now for a limited time. Enjoy a $25 gift certificate to try their service department and try it out for yourself. Gateway Buick GMC, 37 service base. So the Cardinals, they scored a couple runs early, but they lose in 13. But Doug, not a run after the second inning, and usually that's going to make it a bit difficult to win a game.
I was kind of sleepy last night, and I was watching the game in bed, and they were up, I guess, 4-2, and they brought in Rosenthal, and I remember just, gee, many Christmas. He's throwing 101 miles an hour, and then I'm I fell asleep thinking, well, they got this one. And then I woke up and opened the paper and go, what the? What? That's what I said. What the?
Wait.
I opened the paper, rattled the paper.
And what'd you say?
What the? So the Cardinals lose bit by bit. What is that? That was a headline. What the? What? They lost?
That was a headline? The Cardinals lose bit by bit?
Something like that, yeah.
First of all, I have a couple questions. This is the ADD of the show. So when you fall asleep in bed with the TV on, is that what you're saying? Do you turn the TV off?
Or? Is it on a timer?
It would have stayed on if I'd fallen asleep. No, it would have stayed on.
So it was on. Yeah. And your wife's there, and she's like fine with the TV being on while she's sleeping.
I don't know what happens after I go to sleep. I'm out.
You don't worry about it.
No, we've when had you woke tornadoes up, blow through. In
when
the
you woke
and
up,
I
was the TV
it.
Still on? Test pattern or something?
I don't
think
it
they
was.
Call it a test pattern?
National anthem.
I don't think we have test patterns anymore, but everybody's 24 hours
I'm just
now.
Curious about the TV situation.
Doug's big channel is 24 hours?
I don't even know. I don't think
don't
it was
even know
on.
Whether your own channel
someone,
is 24
someone
hours.
Turned it off.
I'm sure at 3 in the morning, you guys, like everyone else, are running commercials with an Australian guy selling miracle blenders.
Sure.
Or that goop that you can make a boat out of.
Oh, no, I like that. You just spray it along the boat.
And there it is.
And it works on the gutters.
It
I see him do
work.
It on the gutters. No leaks.
So is the TV...
I need some of that.
When you wake up, is the TV on or off? Has Mrs. V turned it off overnight?
Someone has turned it off,
okay.
Usually.
All right.
I don't usually fall asleep without turning the TV off. Last night I did. Last night, for some reason, I was tired.
Okay, now...
Holy smokes, he's throwing 101.
So how many hours of Z's did you get?
And I wake up, Cardinals lose. What no,
you're,
the?
You're missing a lot. You're missing a lot. And since you brought it up, this is we're going to call the what? It's a Thursday. It's a slice of life Thursday.
Very nice.
We're going to see what really
we're
goes
gonna
on.
We're going to go inside the house.
Doug Vaughn's house. Okay, so how many hours of shut-eye did you get there, Sailor?
Well, more than normal. I guess it would have been about 10 to 4:30.
So you're talking about 5.5, 6 hours,
yeah,
quality sleep.
That's okay. A couple hours more than normal.
That's good
alarm,
for you.
Alarm gets you up in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're in jammies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're no,
don't worry.
Day,
there's yeah? nothing There's nothing vile coming. By the way, I haven't set up the text line. Can you go on the text line?
I don't know how to do it.
You don't all need right. to. There's all nothing right. okay, there's nothing quality there. That comes.
Plowsy, you want to get it?
Vile. No, we're going to make this. We're going to make this show
real.
Tim approved.
Okay.
You know, Tim's not
well,
here.
Well, that's what we try and do.
So, but we're here. I got to... So my question is, do you have a robe near the bed that you slip on when you get out of bed
no.
for the first time?
Slippers.
Anybody put a robe on when they get right out of bed?
Jay Senior.
I don't know anyone that wears I don't know anyone that wears pajamas anymore, to be honest.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people wear pajamas.
I don't
Maybe.
Know about that.
I don't know anyone.
They're not really pajamas.
They wear t-shirts or sweatpants.
That's
or
what I wear.
Yeah, but you said you wore
well, that's what I
pajamas.
Consider my pajamas.
Brooks Brothers pajamas. Right?
I don't wear the matching cotton outfit that looks like a little suit. I don't have one of those.
I thought you said you wore
I
those.
I consider those my pajamas. I don't wear the little suit cotton
okay,
pajamas
Okay, it's not
anymore.
Pajamas. It's a form of sleepwear if you have like
it's
a
an
t-shirt and a pair of gym shorts. That's what, right?
Usually.
So it's not yeah. pajamas per se.
But that's what I consider
With
my
little
pajamas.
Little breast pocket just in case you need to store something
Correct.
In the middle of the night.
With the initials.
Yeah. yeah.
You okay, don't have so, you don't have your Bunny Ranch robe, do you?
I don't think so. I think that disappeared somewhere.
No, my friend Candace Walton has it.
Oh, that's who got it. How did she get it?
Well, you left it at the station. Oh, you didn't want it, so I had it, and I gave it to her.
I hope she's enjoying it.
To try on.
It had nice gold
she
piping.
She tried it on with clothes on. I was hoping the other way.
I understand.
And she just kept it. She liked it so much.
She did. She posed for it, and it says, luscious rump. Maybe that's why you didn't want it.
Yeah.
That was me that turned off the TV, Dougie. That was from Balls Deep. See, the text line is up and running. You got to get that in.
I understand.
Nice job, Balls Deep.
Here's my other question. And there's a reason to this. It's Tim said we should do a slice of life Thursday.
Now that I think about it, I think I would like some pajamas that look like a little suit clothes. Yeah. I would kind of like
I believe
that.
You have them in a drawer
somewhere. I've got
somewhere.
Some. Yeah, I don't really wear them anymore.
But certainly any listener can put that together for Doug. Doug would like some real pajamas.
I would.
First bell of the day.
Can they get it tonight? I wonder if they can get it there tonight.
With lapels. I want the lapels.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you ever hear Seinfeld's shtick on that?
No.
He said that they designed pajamas to look like suits for business people in case they overslept. You get out of bed, you have a suit on, mm-hmm. and if they could make slippers that look like dress shoes, you just off you go to work.
I guarantee you somebody tonight at the remote will bring you a pair of pajamas.
Okay. Because you're loved.
I saw a guy in Petromart today getting my Arnold Palmer in his pajamas. One of the customers in his pajamas.
Wait, he got you an Arnold?
I didn't say he got me. I was there getting my Arnold Palmer. He was getting something else.
How old was this gentleman?
40.
40?
Okay.
Was it wearing pajamas?
Real pajamas, suit pajamas.
The bottoms were definitely pajamas.
Okay.
Yes.
It couldn't have been like a Zuba type thing.
No.
A sweatpants.
No, sir.
You believe they were real pajamas?
Straight up pajamas.
Did you hold him accountable?
I didn't. I looked at him a little funny. Like, you know what? This is South County. We don't do that up in here.
No.
Mm-mm. You take that to
take
the central quarter.
Back to the central part of the town.
Right. Okay, so because Tim ordered us to do a slice of life Thursday, so you get out of bed, slippers by the bed. Yes or no?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
not always.
Have to think.
Sometimes I have slippers.
I think that's an old man thing.
Well,
I've never worn slippers until I turned 50, and now I consider them one of my most prized possessions.
now you're a slipper guy.
Yeah, I never wore them. I thought they were the dumbest thing, and I guess they still are. But I think
they're not dumb.
Once you get older, I don't know if your circulation is off.
That's got
off.
Nothing to do with that. One of the first things I do is take the two dogs outside. Briefly. We don't have a fenced-in backyard or anything, so I take them outside on a leash real quick, and then I bring them back in. So I need the slippers for that.
All right. I don't have a dog, but I'll go out back and make sure that there wasn't any damage from wolverines or bears or anything.
But why do you wear slippers? I've always wondered, because I never wear shoes. I'm just curious. You're in your house, mostly carpeting. There might be some, you know,
hardwood.
Hardwood.
No offense.
Why
no
put
offense.
On slippers?
No offense, except for one area rug that we have.
parquet.
We're all hardwood at the Hayes
house.
There
you go. That's that zip code, you know.
So are you afraid of splinters or cold floor in the morning?
Thumbtacks. Nails, staples.
I just don't know why
any
people
of that
put shoes
spike,
on the house.
Spike strips. Any yeah, of that
sometimes
could be in the
spike
house.
Strips.
Yeah, sometimes like if you have a kid and he'll like he'll grab a cookie when he's not supposed to have it, and you're like, "Don't eat that," and he'll run off. You just throw on spike strips, and they're there.
Someone could have played jacks on the floor. You don't want to step on those.
I don't know why it is, but I just find them comforting and warm. And now I love me my slippers.
I do too.
So you'll, in the morning. So let's just say
not
you
always,
slip in them.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I'm picturing.
And I have heavy duty types that I can go outside when I need it.
But the day to day slipper, I'm picturing a slip on, maybe a little faux fur around the upper arch.
That's exactly right.
Now we're in your kitchen here. Trying to maintain
to the feet. Yep.
That's exactly right.
Off you go downstairs.
Right.
Cup of Joe.
No, I got to get the dogs and take them outside briefly. And
you've never been a coffee guy, have you?
No, I have never had a cup of coffee.
And then you get your paper.
It, it's hot paint. Nothing tastes worse than coffee.
I don't know about that.
I don't want that to be the case. It smells good. It's almost good for you.
You just never enjoyed it.
Pick me up. It just tastes terrible.
All right. Okay. That's more for us.
I think it is an acquired taste. I think when you're younger and when you haven't had it, you hate it. And then
I agree. I got on it
sort of like Emo's Pizza.
Well, now you're hitting home. Now
look, I'm a controversial host. You know that. Except when I'm interviewing Bobby Tolan. Then I'm a kiss up. All right. So do you have a beverage of any sort when you plop
orange
down at the
juice?
Kitchen? Oh, you have an orange juice.
Right.
Right? Then you get the paper. You rattle it a little bit. Listen. And you lick it.
They lost.
See, you're getting ahead of it. Let's paint a picture.
Okay. That's
it's a slice of life. So then. You're at the table. You you have your juice.
Yeah.
You have your slippers on with the faux fur.
Sometimes, not
and
always.
And you shake.
With the
you kind of got to when you get the paper. You kind of got to shake it out.
Shake it a little bit.
And I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, because sometimes I think I know things where I don't. But you look to me to be the kind of guy that'll wet your thumb and then start leafing through the paper.
Sometimes I might have to do that. Absolutely. If they stick together, sure.
Now,
I've never needed to wet thumb. I don't know whether I just have moist thumbs or...
It's like the two fingers. It's like the index finger, the middle finger, and the thumb. It's like this.
I always see people
just get
do
all
it.
Three
and I'm
of
like,
them going. And then you make a circular motion with your thumb
you?
To rub it
I've
in.
Never, I'm 48.
Okay. When you hit 50,
you got to start doing it.
You wear slippers, you start licking your thumb. Because I do that too. I didn't used to.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's
when
all
you
three fingers.
When you hit 50, you become the person that you used to despise. And there's no getting around.
I feel a lot of it already as I approach 50.
Those days are coming to an end because I'm sure in the not too distant future there won't be any paper.
No,
there'll be no
you're the only
paper.
One that gets it.
It'll all be on the. Everything will be on the phone. Everything will be.
I don't get the paper. I look at everything on the phone. Sorry,
you don't get the paper anymore. You don't get it.
And I haven't gotten it in years.
Long time. Yeah, me either.
I mean, don't get me wrong. No. Like, if the Post-Dispatch is, people are, the paper's terrible. No, the paper's great. I love the sports section. You know, Goolsy.
You just don't take the paper proper.
Right. Like
You enjoy reading articles with pop-up ads.
No, I don't. But I also, I'm not going to get the paper if I don't need it. You know, like, I'm not going to have the paper wasn't delivered. You've been through that, and you're like, what's going on? Or
it's even tax-deductible in our business.
Oh,
boy, JHE.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's bidding for JHE.
Yeah.
Did I even say who's on the captain's log?
Who's on? Do we have guests
from the
today?
From the Post-Dispatch, Derek Gould.
Gould.
Beat writer. Mm-hmm. Award-winning legit journal. Will
yeah,
be
he's
on
legit.
At,
he's
8
good.
O'clock. And Kelly Chase will be on the show. The Blues apparently are about. He's going to be on at 7:30. Is that now? See, I didn't. You got to help
now?
Me with this.
Come on, Sneaky.
What the?
This
Sneaky
first,
B?
This first 30 minutes flew by, and if you don't mind, I'm going to pat myself on the back because I think it was me running point.
Hit it.
Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromark.
Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromark, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
Good morning, Chaser.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
All right. Sorry if you were on hold there for a while. I'm running point. I lost track of time because I'm not very good at doing this.
Yeah, that's evident. I've I had to hang in there with you though, because I've seen a slight bit of improvement. That, you know, you're doing a great job of winding Doug up, and so I wanted to listen in, and it's been fantastic.
That is true. That's what this show is. You wind up Doug, and then you watch him do his thing. Mm-hmm. So Doug has some questions for you, Chaser. Doug, why don't you serve as leadoff man?
So, Chaser, who's big for you?
Who's big for me?
Yeah, that's the question we ask when we don't have a lot of questions. We just kind of want to talk.
Well, right now, you know, Blake Shelton's fairly big still. He's popular. You know, this McDavid kid's a big player in the league. He's going to be all right.
That's good.
But if you're picking a team for the Stanley Cup playoffs here, and not just evident by the fact that they're both leading, but there's a couple things that stand out to me. Ottawa has looked very good because Pittsburgh has not figured out this 1-3-1, this kind of what I would call a little bit boring type of defense that Ottawa plays, that Tampa used to play when Boucher was coaching there. And what New York did to beat them at that time was, I think Dwayne Rolison was in net, and what they did was they shot the puck at the goaltender from far outside, almost at the red line, and either it made the goaltender play the puck or they made him freeze the puck and not, you know, handle it, so they'd start with faceoffs on their end all the time. Pittsburgh still seems determined to get by the pressure and try and beat them at the red line, and they're having trouble with it, and it's costing them some big errors. And again, last night they scored because of their forecheck and a little bit of depth, but they got four quick ones, and it's a 5-1 game. And in Nashville series, I look at Nashville's depth players from 9, 10, 11, and 12 as being better than what Anaheim's 9, 10, 11, 12 players are giving them, and also their goaltending is better. So it's a small edge, but in the semifinals it makes a big difference. So those are the two teams I would tell you that I think is moving on, which is probably a nightmare for the league because you got a Canadian market that no one really cares about of all of them. And you've got Nashville who, you know, being in Nashville is a very small market. Now, I can tell you, I was at the game two nights ago in Nashville, and the city is unbelievably electric. Just what they've done with promoting their city and turning it into a destination, and with their all of the conferences and everything that they have going on there to start with. Hotel prices are higher now than New York City. In that city, there's a crane on every corner building in the downtown. Mm. The whole city is absolutely hopping, and the Predators are at the top of the list to talk about. So while it's a small edge, I give it to Nashville.
Now, the Predators' regular anthem singer has been bumped as they pump in country music stars. This is just for the playoffs, as I read. Is that a legitimate gripe, sir?
I don't know.
I stumped you. Okay. All right. I see how it is.
They always have. And Keith Urban sang the other night, and Nicole Kidman and him were at the game. I don't think anybody was complaining.
No.
Well, the...
Did I stump you?
No, I thought Jay was like Jay.
We have
sort of like an unwritten language. Like when one guy's wading in, make a path and you wade it in.
Here's
then
what I want to ask:
jump
Kelly,
in the water
because there's this theory now that all of a sudden Nashville's become this hockey town, and I think we saw last year with the resurgence of what the Blues did, a lot of people that weren't, you know, day to day or month to month with the Blues got excited. And I mean, how legitimate do you think this passion is down there? Is it just the hot thing to do, or is it becoming a hockey hotbed?
You're very good, by the
way. Thank you.
Well, legitimately becoming a hockey town, and I'll give you an example. 5 years ago, we were there. Nashville had games on back-to-back nights, so they weren't, they were out of town playing. We wanted to watch the hockey game. And so we thought, well, you know what, let's figure this out. Let's figure out how where we're going to watch this game. Obviously, there's some good tunes going on. We went into four places that didn't have the game on. And to me, I was like, are you kidding me? This is actually, you know, your home team. And now there's flags and banners waving in every single part of the city, every little restaurant, every little nook and cranny coffee shop, you name it, it's all there. So pretty interesting to see. And certainly they're because of what the team is doing, but
sure.
they're legitimately people there talking about, you know, hockey fans. And you know, Cody McLeod gets in a fight the other night and they're talking about how great he's been since he got to the team at making his teammates feel comfortable when they were getting pushed around earlier in the year. So I think when you start talking about guys that are role players on the team and people legitimately know what they're talking about, they're kind of into it. And it's great. And I'll tell you what, it'd be hard pressed to find a louder place than Bridgestone Arena was two nights ago. I can tell you that.
Hey, Chaser, Yo gets rid of all of his assistants yesterday, and for people that may think, well, the season ended not the way they wanted, frustration, that was to be expected, wasn't it? I mean, you know, you're not going to change in the middle of the season with all of those guys, but he wants to bring in his own guys, I would guess.
Yeah, I think that one thing Mike has done is he's learned a lot from experiences, and one of the experiences that he's had is being Minnesota and kind of happy to be in the league, I think, a little bit, and kind of accepting what was given to him. And not that he didn't enjoy the experience of his assistant coaches that were there, because both Rick Wilson and Daryl Sador were there. You know, Darby Hendrickson was on the ice with them a little bit, too, as well as, they had another, I was there, Burnett, I mean, was there to help out with Pop.
Someone said Kaya.
He made the change right away with Jim Corsi, and then said, "Okay, I want to do this now." And I think him and Army had those conversations, and I think he felt like he didn't have all of his team assembled the last time he was the head coach, and he wasn't going to make that mistake if he had the option again. And so that's understandable. It's a cruel business, look at. Been here for 11 years, and is just a solid guy, and there's nobody that works harder than Ray Bennett. But for whatever reason, you want to have a little tweak because it fits more with the.
Did we lose him?
I thought he'd pop back.
Well, he had a situation where he was getting a chance to probably would have had a chance to move on maybe a little bit with Hitchcock, but we go into the playoffs and we end up doing well, and all of a sudden those jobs are starting to get filled. So it's a cruel business, but I respect Mike Yeo as a very honest guy who I think wanted to have his team assembled together.
Before we let you go, Chaser, I have a twofold question.
I'll say twofold.
When you look forward to the upcoming off season and moves that are made, everyone says, center is obviously something they need. Maybe another guy who can get his own and be a goal scorer. So that's one fold. And the other fold is with the talent they have right now and the guys that were hurt, which will obviously be coming back, how close are they to being a team that can make an even longer push next year? So two folds.
He was not putting up with that question.
Yeah. Nope. Yep. If you would have just said one question,
yeah,
we would have been all right.
Here you want two folds.
Well, I mean, one fold is never enough. Are we trying to get him back?
Greedy journalism.
Was that greedy?
Yeah.
So that should...
He overstepped, Doug?
Should you ask two separate questions, or is it okay to two-fold once in a while?
I wouldn't do the two-fold thing, not me.
Because you're scared.
Well, I don't usually have two questions in a row.
Well, you fired all your weaponry when you said who's big for you.
Yeah, I got a five-minute answer.
That was it.
I got the best answer.
All right. Chaser is back with us, and I hope I didn't scare you off with a two-fold question. But in case you didn't hear it, Chase, I'm going to ask it again.
I actually heard the question because I turned the radio on right after I lost you.
Oh.
I'm trying to catch the do some event for Mike Matheny out here in Defiance, and it's not the greatest service. But I will tell you this. I will say this to you. Yes, I believe that the Blues are going to try and improve. One of the writers for the Hockey News wrote an article, not that genius of an article, talking about how, you know, the Blues and Doug Armstrong's relationship with George McPhee was going to, well, it'll be interesting to see because they're sharing the team in Chicago. Will it result in them getting a player from Mike McPhee? And I'm like, what a dope. The whole league's trying to do that right now. They're trying to position themselves to give themselves the best player they can give themselves, knowing that a guy like, you know, a guy might be available in, say, Columbus. A guy with Columbus is going to need some protection. They've got guys that have no movement clauses, so they're going to leave some guys exposed. Maybe there's a player there. And I'm using them as an example, so of course the Blues are positioning themselves to get better. And with that being said, the second part of your question is, what do I think they can do next year? Well, the goal is to win the Stanley Cup every year, and the Blues have great goaltending, good defensemen, and they have, you know, a guy in the making of a superstar in Vladdy Tarasenko. So for me, I think that you're building around all of that and you're trying to win, and that's what the goal would be to make sure that you have a better team than you had this year and try and go farther along and win the cup. And so I expect them to improve, and I also expect that you know, one of the things that Army's going to do is find some of those deficiencies around the youth that we know we have now, because I don't think anybody expected Barbashev to be able to step in and do what he's doing. I don't think that possibly, you know, you're looking at some of the depth we have in the minors. You know, what will they do with Schmaltz? Can he play? Is he in a situation where he's improved? You know, Agostino had a big year down in the minors. He came up and did some things. Megan came up and did some things. All of a sudden, we have Sanford, who we know can play. So those guys are going to fill some of the roles of the guys that were a little bit older, that they'll move on, and they have the opportunity to also improve, hopefully, with this expansion draft.
Chaser, we appreciate the time and battling through the sketchy phone service, sir.
Yes, we'll blame that on the Catch-22 Foundation is the skeet and trap shooting this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Guns, golf, and guitars. That's what it is. Guns.
I think you just made that up. Thank you, Chaser.
Yeah.
Chaser.
All right, then.
Brought to you by Petromart.
Nice job, Doug.
That was your Blues Report with my partner, Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart. Clean, fast, and friendly.
A lot of production.
Yeah, it is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, along with Jay Jr., Doug Vaughn. I'm Jim Hayes. The contact number, if you want to join the program and really just get involved with the issues facing our community, don't sit on the sidelines. Get involved and make a difference. 855-282-8255. That's also the text
Slippers.
Line.
Slipper issue. Yeah.
I mean, we've covered a lot. The Blues need center and also someone to tell us who's big for them.
Yep.
855-282-8255. Coming up later on the program, just after 8 o'clock, it is Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch. Talk a little bit more about the Cardinals. The prizes for the text of the day, free roast beef sandwich from Lion's Choice. Mm. The email of the day, the prize for that is a free Lemmings lunch at Hot Shots. We're going to be at Hot Shots tonight. Which Hot Shots are we going to be at, fellas?
O'Fallon, Illinois.
O'Fallon, Illinois. Mm-hmm.
I am upset. I cannot be there tonight. We've got our O.B. Clark's Golf League out at The Rock. And I've been asked by Beer Cats if I was going to be there. I don't know if you know about the relationship between Iggy and Lady Beercats.
Well, we've heard that he's fond of her.
It's been a budding relationship, and tonight it really could take form.
In what when sort you say of form? Take form,
yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well,
yeah.
I think that they'll be close to each other. I think. Well, Iggy, maybe we should ask you. Are you looking forward to meeting? You've met Lady Beercats, right?
Of course, I've met her.
Uh huh.
And I'm always happy to see Lady Beercats and Beercats.
Yes,
her husband.
But great, you'd rather see Lady Beercats.
Well, if I had my druthers,
Iggy, don't give us the babe in the woods routine, okay? You know what he's driving at. You had mentioned that you don't know if they were into that sort of thing, but there would be some.
Well, I don't know much
romantic
about their lifestyle.
Yeah, right. But there would be some romantic interest on your part. You understand she's a taken woman, but like I said. Don't give us that babe in the woods like you're.
Right, well, like you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, here's the scenario.
Yes.
Beercats comes up to me tonight and says, you know, Lady Beercats really would enjoy your company. So would I. Do you want to come back to the house? The answer is going to be yes.
Hey, now.
Well, you just asked me for an
You mean like to play Sega Genesis or something?
Whatever.
Okay.
Candy Crush.
Yeah.
No, I'm fond of both of them. They're great people. They're always fun to hang out with. And he just happens to have a very gorgeous wife.
Yes.
I don't wear panties.
And you're almost expecting to be invited back to their cage.
No, I...
Yeah, there's always hope.
Oh, God. No, we were talking about going to the east side afterwards.
Sure.
Well, we're already on the east side, right. So staying on the east side. I haven't been to a strip club since the Prod Joe Timber Fake fight.
Some of your best work ever.
Yeah, you were great.
Last time I've been to a strip club, so...
I honestly have never been to one in the St. Louis area.
You really haven't?
No.
Oh, you should at least go once.
Look, I'm not a pro.
I mean, I understand, but it's...
No, it's not like, I couldn't... No. It's just like, I don't have a lot of, hey, what should we do tonight? There's not like a lot of nights like that.
Let's go to the Soge Ballet.
Usually my life is already scheduled out for me. This 7 o'clock hour, which has been dynamic, is brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are the number one train dealer in Missouri, serving the greater St. Louis area since 1904. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth generation owner operators, and they really care about their customers. They're coming to my house today. They've been to Doug's house. They've been to Tim's house as well. The 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Design Air. And I'll just say this, Doug, as I try to transition into another live read. You guys are great, but there is absolutely no one better than Tim McKernan.
Oh, no question. No question.
Where's Mike? Okay, there we go. The gong is sponsored by a fellow by the name of Schwartz.
I had no idea
Schwartz.
You were going in that.
May the Schwartz be with you.
He's got an insurance agency. It's your Farmers Insurance Agency in Columbia, Illinois. You're saying, okay, how would I get in touch with him? Well, I'll tell you right now. His number is 618-317-5027 if you have any insurance questions or if you just want to talk about how great Tim really is. Danny's licensed in Mo and Ill and handles auto, home, commercial, life, boats, ATVs, campers, motorcycles, you name it. He can get you covered. Danny can do meetings at his office or Yorn. And be sure to ask Danny
what
how
does that mean?
Don't
Yorn.
Say
Yorn.
Or yours.
Don't say Yorn.
His office or Yorn. And be sure to ask Danny how your school can receive free supplies for teachers and students through Farmers Insurance. Call or text him, 618-317-5027. Get a free, no-obligation insurance comparison. Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency and Farmers Insurance. May the Schwartz be with you.
I wanted to tell you about the new thing they got going at Hot Shots. Now, we're going to be there tonight for TMA, as Tim would say, live.
Lady Beercats will be there.
Iggy. Easy, Iggy.
I just sent a text to Beercast apologizing.
Oh, no, you didn't apologize.
And he said, ha-ha, it's all good, bud.
Yeah.
He knows I'm just kidding.
Did he say LOL or ha?
No, just ha-ha.
But
ha-ha.
He didn't seem to indicate sparks will fly this evening.
No, he didn't indicate that. He said, ha-ha.
Well, Jay said it was going to take form, so do with that what
no,
you will.
No, it's not. I just like to have a beer together and have a nice conversation.
Always hope.
So anyway, this Hot Shots promotion, not really in effect tonight because the Cardinals have an off day, and I have not issued a spirit win yet for the off day because I'm busy running point.
Yes.
It's hard to issue spirit wins when you're running point.
You'll probably
point.
Get to that a little later today.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure I will, yeah. Hot Shots proud to announce their Golden Player of the Game promotion during every Cardinals game all season long. Join Hot Shots during every Cardinals game where Hot Shots will select a Golden Player of the Game every night from the Cardinals roster. If said Golden Player hits a home run during your visit, you and the entire restaurant immediately entered to win a $25 Hot Shots gift card to be drawn at the end of the game. So Hot Shots, great host for us. Jay Boyd always takes care
best.
Of us.
He's the best.
Some of the finest wings you'll ever have, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be there tonight. Hopefully I'll be there tonight. And
planning to be there this evening.
I know we have, what do we have? Name that tune for game shows, Iggy? Is that what we
Yeah, what's on the plan?
Call it Doc.
Docket, Doug.
Sea Monster, want to come on? If not, I'll...
Come on, Sneaky. Yeah, do a little.
Oh, hello, Sneaky.
Boy, he put the mic up way high just to let me know I'm not talking to you. Like, that mic has never stretched that high in the
like,
air.
I can't get to that mic today.
Yeah, don't even look at me.
Hello, CZ. We can't hear you.
Can't hear you, Plowsy. What are you doing? Hit the lever.
Hit the lever, please, Plowsy.
No, I had that problem the other day at the remote. I couldn't get that. I had to come in here because something was messed up back there.
They'll get that fixed.
We'll be fine. There's some
who's
random
crossed,
games
who's
where...
Crossed
name
the
that tune is one.
And Iggy will
that
fawn
is basically,
over Tim.
No, that is... you have to... We're going to have a bunch of theme songs from TV
game.
Shows.
Oh, I thought it was
and you game. Have to guess what TV show it's from. Who said that? we'll play. We'll,
oh, on the show. Like we, I like
who that. Who said yeah. that, and then we play the dropped and some other things going on, too.
The poll with Matt Hubel's at Hanks, who will be there. He will be controlling the exit poll.
Oh, he's the administrator. He's the proctor.
Matt, who is at the G8 Summit?
Yes, he's great people, of course, as we all know, from the ill side. So he'll be attending, and we have, obviously, the drops of the week by the Post. But really, cuts of the week, and then email of the day brought to you by Hot Shots. So.
And Larry Nickel will be there in his gowns.
Yeah,
his graduation party.
And if I may, before we take a break here, this from the text line, and you can text the program at 855-282-8255. That Iggy is a good egg.
Hmm.
Lady Bearcats, did she write that?
No, it's
her name, or just
this is from Fred Astire. Fred Astire. Fred Astire.
Well, thank you, Fred.
Right? That's nice.
Fred Astire.
Thank you, Astire.
Right? That's nice.
That's very nice.
Well, it is nice. I mean, you know, you get some nice ones on there, and I would expect the majority of the ones about me today being, tell Iggy to shut up, he's talking too much.
Now, but there's a lot of things on the text line, like it's a mangled foot.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like, here's one from the fan page, Iggs. The only thing Iggy knows about remembering is that he can't. I don't know.
What does that mean?
The only thing Iggy knows about remembering is that he can't.
He can't remember.
Two first name post?
No. I don't know anybody with a first name, Clausen.
Clausen?
Yeah, that's the last name.
Well, I remember a lot of things, but I do forget a lot of things, too, because I'm getting old. But
you're getting older, yes.
You need to point out, when you say things like that, just point out what I don't remember, because you have to give me some kind of an example there. It's kind of broad that I don't remember anything.
Well, we can't remember the example.
And then following that post, there was somebody that posted a T-shirt, and it says, Iggy, if you don't like me and still watch everything I do, bitch, you are a fan. So that's, to me, that's a positive Iggy post.
I don't really know what that
is. I don't get that either.
I think that's a positive Iggy post. The other one I'm not sure was positive.
Well, this is from Scott's wrinkled area.
Uh-huh.
Coffee is kind of like Doug. It smells like it should taste good, but it just doesn't.
That's,
I don't know what that means.
I like it. I like
that
the text.
Poor post.
Was that a bad choice on my part to read it? Sometimes when you're running point,
I thought it was pretty good.
You're like, well, all right, I'll press this button. Oh, right. I'll read this. And well, I just happened to have read that.
It was a poor post.
Like, there's things that on there that you don't even want to.
No.
Yeah, that's why I say it's better off just turning it off.
But it's part of the show. And,
it doesn't have to be.
You know, it's sponsored sporadically.
People get mad at Charlie when he doesn't read them.
Yeah.
Well, so what? They get mad. Who cares if they get mad if they don't
I
read?
Care about the
they
listener.
They send in vileness and they get mad that we don't read their
no,
vile?
No, I want listening to this show to be a positive experience for our fan
base. It's all about the listener.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
They've been loyal to us.
You can listen without
sending in... They support the sponsors
who
support us.
You can listen without sending in vileness. Horrible pictures, mean-spirited posts.
Sometimes I think they don't mean to be vile. They just... It's sort of an unintended consequence.
Rube.
They don't... They don't really.
They don't mean to be that way.
Yeah,
no,
it just happens that someone photoshops something disgusting and sends
by
it in
accident.
Accidentally,
it
oh, I hit the wrong button.
It's so easy to Photoshop that if you just one wrong click and oh,
there it is.
Sorry, I thought that might have been appropriate. It wasn't. My bad.
Uh oh.
All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, back to our Cardinals discussion. We didn't really talk much about.
We didn't break it down.
We didn't break
down.
I
fell asleep.
Well, you did when you got in your slippers and then you went. Here's what you did. You got your paper out this morning.
Yeah.
And you licked your thumb and then what?
What
was
the?
Slice.
Wait. What the?
What?
It is a slice of life Thursday on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Back with Derek Gould after the break.